From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, July 21st, 2025. Maine will receive a portion of the money that had been withheld by the U.S. Department of Education. As Maddie Smith reports, the $6.5 million support after-school and summer programs.
Funding has been restored for the 21st Century Community Learning Centers program, which supports low-income families and rural communities with 60 after-school programs and summer learning opportunities for state fiscal year 2026. The announcement comes after Republican Senator Susan Collins co-signed a letter with nine of her colleagues asking the White House Office of Management and Budget to release the funds last week. But more than $20 million of funding for Maine expected July 1st is still frozen. Collins acknowledged that money in a statement and said she is working to ensure its delivery. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Maddie Smith.
A federal judge has granted preliminary relief to a Maine-based human rights advocate and others challenging the Trump administration's sanctions against the International Criminal Court. Ari Snyder has more.
A district court judge found the sanctions, which restrict cooperation with the ICC, likely violate the plaintiff's free speech rights. One of the plaintiffs, Matthew Smith, is a Maine resident and co-founder of the group Fortify Rights, which investigates human rights abuses in Southeast Asia. The American Civil Liberties Union of Maine filed the case in April on behalf of Smith and another human rights advocate. At the time, Smith said in a statement that the sanctions had forced his group to stop sharing information with the ICC about torture and other crimes in Myanmar. The Trump administration announced the sanctions in February, saying the International Tribunal had overstepped its authority in issuing arrest warrants for top Israeli leaders over the war in Gaza. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ari Snyder.
A record number of piping plovers nested on Maine beaches this spring, giving hope for the survival of the endangered shorebirds. Laura Minick-Zinski with the Maine Audubon says the annual plover census found 174 nesting pairs on Maine beaches. That indicates conservation is working in Maine, but Zinski says there's still work to do.
That's, you know, fewer than 400 piping plovers in the state of Maine, which is really, in the grand scheme of things, not a lot of birds at all.
Loss of habitat and human disturbance are some of the top threats to piping plovers. The population in Maine has rebounded from a dozen nesting pairs in the 1980s, but recovery has been less successful in mid-Atlantic states. Maine's infrastructure has ranked the worst in the nation in a recent CNBC study that's based on measures including broadband accessibility, road quality, and port, airport, and rail conditions. But the reality remains complex. CNBC highlighted the state's power grid reliability, which it calls the worst in the nation. Central Maine Power and Versant have both been subject of regulatory investigations in recent years, and both have scored at the bottom of their respective categories for customer satisfaction, going back at least the last 5 years, according to J.D. Power studies. But there are some signs the picture could be improving. A 2024 infrastructure report card from the American Society of Civil Engineers gave Maine better marks than it did in 2020 on a few measures, particularly in aviation, rail, and ports. Sunday's violent thunderstorms tore roofs off of buildings and brought trees down on power lines, homes, and even a motorist. Falmouth Fire and EMS says 13 calls came in during the storms, including one for three trees that fell on a house, another for a roof that blew off a commercial building on Route 1, and a third for a tree that fell on a car while the owner was driving. National Weather Service forecaster Greg Cornwell.
A lot of the wind damage we've seen is probably in line with, 50 to 60 mile per hour wind gusts at least. There's other pockets that we're kind of looking into to see if maybe wind estimates might be higher than that.
Cornwell says the National Weather Service is still tracking whether a microburst fueled by higher winds could have occurred. First responders say no injuries were reported. The Maine Department of Environmental Protection is recommending the state push forward with a ban on nonstick cookware containing toxic forever chemicals. Carrie Ferris with the agency says there was no compelling reason to grant an industry request to exempt pots and pans from a prohibition of PFAS in consumer goods.
They were really focused on convenience of the nonstick surface and rightly pointed out in the proposals that there are other alternatives to that that have surfaces that are easy to cook with.
A recent state law bans intentionally added PFAS in a range of products from ski wax to furniture. The ban will hit many products next year. The DEP recommends approving just two of the 11 product exemption requests that the state received. Avesta Housing is purchasing vacant homes in disrepair, renovating them, and then selling them at below market rates under a new pilot initiative. More than 80 people have applied to purchase one of the first two completed homes. Both are located in Gray and are being sold for $218,000, less than half the median sales price for a home in Cumberland County. Nicole DiGeronimo says the program is meant to provide an accessible path to home ownership for working families in Maine.
We've anecdotally heard the frustrations from these folks that there isn't any inventory in their price range, or you know, what few homes are in their price range, they're getting outbid on.
Avesta is accepting applications until August 14th. Qualified applicants will be placed in a lottery, and two households will be chosen to purchase the homes. DiGeronimo says Avesta is planning to expand the pilot and is searching for its next home to purchase and remodel. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, The Art of Quilting. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.